Late last week in Sri Lanka, Tamil Tiger rebels sent two small aircraft on a suicide mission over the capital, Colombo. One plane crashed into the main government tax office, killing at least two people and wounding 53 others, while the second plane was shot down and crashed in a marsh outside the international airport, the site of the Tiger Air Wing's first strike in 2007. The executive director of the National Peace Council in Sri Lanka, Jehan Pereira, spoke with us about the political and psychological effects of the attacks.
This attack came as a big surprise and quite a shock because the government has been telling us that the Tamil Tigers are on the verge of being militarily crushed. The fact that the LTTE used its planes in a suicide attack and in a mini micro replay of 9/11, tried to ram this aeroplane into a big government building, I think would send a message to the international community that the LTTE is indeed very much terrorist. So I think the outcome of this is not going to be any change of heart on the part of the Sri Lankan government. It is going to continue to try to eliminate them militarily. It will also mean that the civilians who are currently caught up in the war in the area that the LTTE is controlling will also suffer a great deal in the process. It is quite evident now that the LTTE is using them as its last trump card, its human shield, to protect it against the incoming Sri Lankan military. So they just won't let these civilians go, and they're firing from the middle of the civilians, and the government then retaliates.